Welcome to Conversations on Big Data, a series of discussions with agency leaders about the power of analytics to enhance how federal agencies meet their mission. In this podcast, we'll be discussing the use of data analytics at the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Welcome back to our conversation on data analytics with Carter Hughley. Carter is Director of Enterprise Analytics at the Federal Emergency Management Agency and until recently, the Director of FEMASTAT. I'm Laura Shane, Vice President for Research and Communications at the Partnership for Public Service, here with Brian Murrow, Associate Partner of Strategy and Analytics at IBM.
What are the most important lessons that you've learned?
It matters. It's real. When I was in the city, there was a CAPSTAT presentation on HIV/AIDS where they were showing data about how every mode of getting HIV in the district was going up. What people thought was happening was that it was a young epidemic, but what the data was showing you is that no, it's actually hitting an older population. But what they showed was it isn't because our young folks aren't sexually active, it's just because HIV has not been introduced into the young population to a degree that's going to make it sort of explode. So you're looking at this chart and the spread of other diseases that are not HIV among youth, and it is terrifying because the moment that one of those youth, you know, has HIV, it will explode in that population. The head of the Parks and Recreation Department is sitting there, looks up and says, "Hey, those are my kids. I have after-school programs for that exact age group. Could we do sort of a intervention or a test and treat or something?" And the HIV/AIDS director was like, "Absolutely." And it started one of the most successful youth prevention programs in the country, purely because we put the data up, we brought everybody in the room, and we said, "Hey, let's look at this." Every year since 2007, HIV transmissions in the district have gone down. That's the hallmark of stat models, that you invite everybody because you never know who's relevant to what problem. Sometimes that contract being stuck in procurement is the reason why crime's not going down. That's why they're designed that way. Anybody who's of the illusion that this is making charts and this is about PowerPoint or people with pocket protectors sitting in rooms just coming up with things that aren't relevant just hasn't seen it work yet.
What advice would you have to somebody who has taken on a role in another federal agency?
Find a champion. So somebody at a leadership level in your organization does care about data, and make sure that they are championing your cause and that you can leverage their belief in this to further it. The second thing I would do is assess the culture as it is. So if they are not into it, then you're going to have a different strategy than if they are, you know, already on board. And then you've got to demonstrate a quick win value early. So pick a problem they care about and show them really quickly that, hey, if you did this differently, you could save money, or you could improve the quality of outcome for the people you're trying to serve, or you could just make people's lives easier. That third thing alone is probably one of the most impactful things you can do.
How do you recommend agencies get their leadership involved?
Demonstrate the value of it. The strategies that I've seen work are analysts who hear senior leaders talking about something and say, here is something useful that I don't see anyone providing you that I do think is relevant to the problem you care about. And here's what I think you can do with that information. That is very different from coming to them with a theoretical framework of how they should approach data and analytics. The vast majority of people view the word analytics, I think it's sort of its own worst enemy. What you've got to do is bring them a real piece of information that's really relevant to what they care about and deliver it in a time frame that is useful to them.
What are the other kind of programmatic ingredients?
Data, and it doesn't have to be clean. I'm a big proponent of putting your dirty data up for everybody to see, because I believe that's the only way the data gets cleaned. That's what shows people what prevents us from going smart here is that we don't have high quality information. Right. And what I will not do is continue to allow this organization to proceed without high quality information. Then you've got to have people that can do something with it. We are talking about people who can, who like statistics, can do modeling of data, can build database, write code, can build ways of interacting with your data. We've got to be serious about that and start to recruit people who do that. So I think those ingredients are leadership, data, people who can do something with it. And then the thing that no one can forget is communication. How do I get the insight that I have just learned communicate it in a way that doesn't make them walk through my analysis. What they need to do is learn what you learned and have confidence that you did it right. That is a unique skill, and it is not taught in the same place as rigorous quantitative analysis.
What steps are you taking to ensure that when that senior leader champion goes away, that you don't lose all the analytics momentum that you've built?
If I can't convince whoever comes next that this is important, then I don't deserve to have this job, because this does work. This is important. You did something great once. Keep going and keep showing them, here's how we can save you money. Here's how we can save you time. Here's how we can improve customer satisfaction. That, I think, is the most compelling argument.
How do you advise folks when they're trying to figure out what do I measure?
People, I think, have a sense for what they're trying to influence. They get caught up in the way that we've designed influencing it, because you're designing that measurement around the current program you're implementing. Take that step back, remind yourself what you're ultimately trying to influence, then work backwards. And what people either do instead is they either ignore the program they're delivering and only focus on the outcome, or they focus only on measuring whether what they did worked. And it's sort of this either-or choice. If you get them in that storyboarding, logic modeling language, it ends up being intuitive for people. But the most comfortable place we all start is what we have control over. You should measure things you don't control, because it ends up influencing what you do control and what you're ultimately trying to achieve.
Do you use like the methodology of logic models for that exercise?
We have a team that goes out to programs and does a logic modeling exercise to link them from, you know, inputs to outputs to outcomes. People who end up using that to then influence the way they do their business end up finding it very useful. But other organizations have their own distractions. I think human beings generally, we have a hard time following through to the full cycle of something.
Are there other methodology that you use in the analytics process?
We do a lot of storyboarding, so we start a lot with what's the story? What does that narrative look like before we even get into the investigation part of it?
So you talked about demonstrating success earlier, one of your scenarios. How do you suggest that that organizations do that?
There's two fronts. Make sure the success relates to money, time, or service quality for an outcome that you're trying to influence. Think about the person you're serving and the quality of the experience they're having with you. Mm-hmm. Think about the money that you're spending to deliver that service. Think about the time it takes to deliver a service and try to reduce it. Mm-hmm. If you focus your analysis on those three value adds, you'll end up hitting a sweet spot. The second piece of it is communicate it in a compelling way. So it's not enough to make a table with some numbers on it that show you, here's the time savings, here's the performance metric trend. You've got to really pair that with something additional that really puts context to it and reminds people of why you chose that. I think if you're going to tell me that I saved time, sort of show me how that time, if I applied it to that time savings, if I applied it to a broader scale, would have an exponential impact across the entire enterprise.
What are some of the common mistakes that you see as people explore putting analytics programs in place?
Focusing on performance metrics. That is not to say I think people should abandon performance metrics. I think it's performance metrics in and of themselves are sort of an input to a process of analyzing performance. And analyzing performance, I think, is where that movement needs to be. The other thing I think people do is assume that just looking at data for its own sake is useful. And the third thing I think they do is they shy away from dirty data. You'll never get it to improve if you don't highlight it and show it.
Carter, thank you for coming in today and sharing your insights on how FEMA uses data to help meet its mission. And thank you to our audience for joining us. This has been a conversation with Carter Hughley, Director of Enterprise Analytics at FEMA. I'm Brian Murrow from IBM, here with Laura Shane from the Partnership for Public Service. And we invite you to return for podcasts with other federal leaders on using data for decision-making.
These podcasts are presented by the Partnership for Public Service and the IBM Center for the Business of Government. To listen to conversations with other agency leaders, visit ourpublicservice.org/bigdata.